Shalom to all. Today's Avos Yerushalmi Shalom Daf Nun Zayin. We're starting about halfway through the Amud at the parentheses with a quote from the Mishnah of Alapar V'chulu and Vilzer's Daf. It's all the way at the beginning of Lamed Aleph Amud Beis. And today's Avos sponsor Lili Nishmas Mars Mer Mizar Basik Yaakov Moshe Hernish Amos should have an Aliyah. So another thing the Mishnah had told us was the Karnas Chachamim, the one is not over Meila if he uses the ashes, the Afer of the Paraduma. So where it tells us Shmuel Bar Nachman says B'Shem Rabbi Yonasan B'Din Hayashimim Mulba. Really, Meikra Adin, a person should be over Meila if he uses the ashes of the Paraduma. But V'Hein Gazer Shloim Mulba, the Chamur Geyser, the one's not over Me'ila. So it's mashma that's all at the Karnas Chachamim. As more about Tanimi Vibras, it tells us clearly, the Pasuk says, Chatos, Melamed Shemoylin Ba, that tells us that one is over Me'ila with the Paraduma itself, Ba Moylin Ve'ein Moylin Ba'fara. The limit is, one is only over Me'ila with the Paraduma, but not with the Afer. So it seems to be Dairais to the ones not over Me'ila. It's not at the Karnas Chachamim. So Marvo, he answers that really it was a step process. Barishain originally, Hayimishtakshakin Ba, Vinosin Oysal Gamakaseyan. A person or the Kayin would put his hands into the Afer, the ashes of the Paraduma, mush his hand around, and then put it on a wound, and that would heal the wound because it had healing properties, and therefore v'gazu shimaluba, the chamed gzera, the ones over me'ila, if they use the ash of the Paraduma. However, kiva, nun zayin beis on top, shenigdru, once they made it together, and the cham realized that people were not using it anymore, gazu shaloye maluba, they were gazer, that now there's not me'ila anymore. So this gzera that our Mishnah is referring to is really going back on the original da'iraisa then, the one is not over me'ila. And lastly, we had said about kinin v'chulu, the kinin, bird pairs that became puzzle, they come from tzibur funds, and Rabbi Yossi had said that Masapik Sakinin, who Masapik Sapsulais, and that's where the Gemara is going on, really we're not garis the next line of Isha Zois B'mahim Chaperes, that's really a borrowed quote from Halacha Alpha the Perek, and so the main focus is the following line of Rabbi Yitzchak, he tells us, Tanai Bezdin, who is a Tanai Bezdin, that Masapik Sakinin, the supplier of these bird pairs, who Masapik Sapsulais Vesa Oivdais, he's Masapik those that became puzzle and those that get lost, and the main focus is this last word, the Oivdais, that if after he supplied the bird pairs to the Beis Hamikdash, some of them flew away or got lost, he has to supply new ones. That's his responsibility. That's his achrayus. Hajalach perek moshe nimtzu. Mazlur finishing the seventh perek mesach eskalim. Just like we finished that perek together, we should finish the entire mesach together, which is only just one more perek. And of course, all of Shas Yerushalmi together. Without further ado, moving on to begin the last perek of the mesachta. The Mishnah tells us, kol roikin on nimtzu b'Yerushalayim tahirin. Any spittle, spit, saliva that's found in Yerushalayim is considered to be tahar. That's because the majority of people of Yerushalayim were tahar. This is not like outside Yerushalayim, which the majority of people are assumed to be Zavim, and their spit is Tameh. This is in Yerushalayim, so it's assumed to be Tahar. Chutz Mishel Shuka Elyon, except for the upper marketplace, that's where non-Jewish launderers would hang out, and we know the Chomer Geyser, that non-Jews are considered Tameh like Zavim. Divrei Rameir, that's Rameir's opinion. However, Rabbi Yossi says differently, Bishar Kol Yemei Hashana, throughout the whole year, Sheba Emtza, any saliva found in the middle of the road, Tamein, is assumed to be Tameh, because that's where the Zavim and Zavis would walk. Sheba Tzdad and Tahirin, and if it's found on the side of the road, that's Tahar, because all the people that were Tahar and didn't want to become Tameh by touching a Zav or Zava, they would move to the side of the road, so any saliva or spittle that was found there is Tahar. Now, B'Shas HaRegel, at the time of Yontif, when everyone was Eil Regel and everyone was assumed to be Tahar, everyone's considered a Chaver, even people who usually are not trustworthy, at the time of Yontif, everyone's trusted. Therefore, it's the other way around. Sheba Emtza, that which is in the middle of the road, Tahar and is Tahar, was a Shebet Stadin, that which is on the side, Tameh and is Tahar, and Nisham, Mu'at and Mustakal and Stadin, because the people that are the Mu'at, the few Zavim and Zavis that there were, they would go to this side. Another din, call a Kalim Hanim Son Yerushalayim Derech Yerida LeBeis HaTefila Tameyin. Any Kalim in Yerushalayim that were found on the way down to the Beis HaTefila, down to the Mikvah, those are assumed to be Tamei. We'll explain this in a moment. V'Derech Aliyah Tahirim, they're found on the way up from the Mikvah to Tahar. And here's the key line, Shaloi Ki Yeridasan Aliyasan, because the way down is different than the way up. Outside Yerushalayim, hands down, all Kalim that are found are assumed to be Tamei. Inside Yerushalayim, they didn't have this Gezerah. It's only with the two pathways that are connected to the Beis HaTefila, to the Mikvah. There was one path going down, one path coming up. That's because people who were Tahar coming out of the Mikvah didn't want to accidentally bump into people who were Tameh going down into the Mikvah. So there's two different pathways, and that's what we're saying, that a Kli found on the path going down into the Mikvah in Yerushalayim is assumed to be Tameh, but if it's found on the path coming up, is assumed to be Tahar already. Divrei Rameir, that's Rameir's opinion. Whereas Rabbi Yossi says, no. Kulan Tahirin, any Kli found in Yerushalayim, even on the path down to the Mikvah, is considered to be Tahar. We're not Matami at Misafek. Chutz min Asal v'hamagrefa miyuchad l'kvaros, except for the basket and the shovel that's meant for burying the dead, because these for sure were used for a kever and her tame, and that's where they're found on the way down to the mikvah. One more din, sakin shenimtzis bar basar, a shechita knife that was found on the 14th. We're talking about Erev Pesach. This is when the Karan Pesach is shechted, and a person found a knife. He wants to know if he could use it. Is it tahar or tame? Shechit b'miyad, he could use it right away, no problem. And that's because we're 100% certain that its owner had put it in the mikvah yesterday, so it could be immersed, be tahar, go through Erev Shemesh, the sun set, it was ready nightfall, all, so now it's perfectly fine to be shechted the next day, and now it's found the next day, it was found on the 14th, so it's allowed to be shechted with right away. However, b'shloisha asar, if the person found the shechita knife on the 13th, a day before the Karban Pesach is shechted, shayno matbil, he has to repeat and be matbil. Shayno over here means he has to get hazah, he has to sprinkle it with the mechatas, with the waters of the paraduma, because it's possible that this knife was tamei mace, and that requires a 7-day tahara process with sprinkling on days 3 and 7, and even if it was this very high level of tumah, for sure the owner already did the hazah on day 3, so maybe this is day 7 and it would require another hazah, so he has to get it a hazah, put it in the mikvah, and then he could use it the next day. Now, kaifetz, what about if he found a meat cleaver? This could be used for shechita, but it's more likely used for chopping bones. That's what a cleaver is really for. The din is slightly different, not chasam alfa on the top, bazeh ubazeh shenu matbel. No matter if he found it on the 13th or even on the 14th on Erev Pesach itself, he has to repeat the hazah and put it in the mikvah again, and that's because, as we just said, since this meat cleaver is usually used for chopping bones, that's not something he would need lel Pesach, because you're not allowed to break the bones of the Karban Pesach. He would only be using it the day afterwards for the Karban Chagiga, and therefore it's possible that the 14th, Erev Pesach, is its 7th day, and that's why you'd have to be shaynu matbil. Now, chal arbas relias b'shabbos, if the 14th fell out on Shabbos, shaykh b'miyad, then he could shech with it right away, meaning if he wants to use the meat cleaver for shechita, he could use it right away, and that's because its tahara process was for sure completed the day prior. Also, b'chamisha asar, we found it on the 15th, shaykh b'miyad, he could shech with it right away, because as we had said, since it's most probably being saved for the 15th, and for sure underwent the proper tahara process by its owner, so that it could be kosher by the 15th, so when he finds it on the 15th, he could use it. And lastly, nimtzis kashur l'sakin, if he finds the meat cleaver, this kaifetz, tied to a knife, a regular shechita knife, harizu kasakin, so then it has the same din as the shechita knife, because it's tied to it, so in a way it's secondary to it, and it has the same exact din. We're going to stop here for the day, and pick up tomorrow explaining the Mishnah. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.